Unit 9. Supplementary Reading. For some Mars enthusiasts, the idea of traveling to the red planet is just the beginning. They want to see a permanent colony established on our galactic neighbor. These visionaries, including Robert Zubrin, president of the Mars Society and author of The Case for Mars, see Mars colonization as the next great step in human exploration. The first question is technical. How can we survive for months and years so far out in space? The abundance of ice on Mars, and therefore water, oxygen, and hydrogen, could serve many of our basic needs. It's also possible that certain crops could be grown in Martian soil. Far into the future, it may even be possible to terraform Mars, transforming the landscape and atmosphere so they're more suitable for human life. From a cost standpoint, proponents note that a one-way trip would be far cheaper than a round-trip mission. The first colonists could bring basic supplies, while other building materials, equipment, and future supplies could be delivered by unmanned spacecraft. Mars also has a rich supply of rare metals, minerals, and other substances, which could be mined and shipped to Earth. Finally, there's a philosophical question. Why would we want to settle on a planet that seems so harsh compared to our own? Some point to the ever-shrinking space and resources on Earth. Our planet is filling up, while Mars is empty. Others argue that Mars is the next great frontier, and our thirst for adventure and exploration is as great as it's ever been.